The Code, A Journey into the Dark Heart of Academia. Introduction, The Allure of Secret Societies. Welcome to the world of The Code, where the hallowed halls of academia hide sinister secrets. I'm J.R. Klein, and I'm about to take you on a journey into the shadowy underbelly of college life. As an author who has spent years exploring the hidden corners of university campuses, I've uncovered a tale that will challenge everything you thought you knew about higher education. Our story begins at Griebner University, a prestigious institution steeped in tradition and mystery. Like many colleges, Griebner has its share of exclusive clubs and societies. But there's one group that stands apart from the rest, a secret organization known only as the Code. This isn't your typical fraternity or honor society. No, the Code is something far more dangerous and alluring. Part 1, The Unsuspecting Initiates. Meet Katie Malone and Nick Sanchez, two bright-eyed freshmen eager to make their mark at Griebner. They're the kind of students every professor dreams of, intelligent, ambitious, and full of potential. But Katie and Nick are about to learn that sometimes the pursuit of knowledge can lead down dark and treacherous paths. As they settle into campus life, Katie and Nick can't help but notice the air of secrecy surrounding certain students and faculty members. Whispered conversations in hidden corners, meaningful glances exchanged across lecture halls, there's clearly something going on beneath the surface at Griebner. Their curiosity piqued, Katie and Nick begin to investigate, unaware that they're about to stumble into a world they never could have imagined. Part 2, The Inner Circle. At the heart of the Code are two figures who will change Katie and Nick's lives forever, Sam and Lenore. Sam is a charismatic professor, the kind of educator who inspires devotion in his students. With his piercing gaze and commanding presence, he seems to possess knowledge far beyond the realm of ordinary academia. Lenore, his enigmatic assistant, is equally captivating. Together, they form the nucleus of the Code, drawing in unsuspecting students with promises of power, enlightenment, and access to forbidden knowledge. As Katie and Nick are slowly drawn into the Code's orbit, they begin to experience a heady mix of excitement and trepidation. Late-night meetings in abandoned buildings, cryptic messages passed in secret, rituals that blur the line between scholarship and mysticism. It's all intoxicating to these young minds hungry for something more than what traditional education can offer. Part 3, The Descent into Darkness. But as our protagonists delve deeper into the world of the Code, they start to realize that this is no mere academic exercise. The organization's influence extends far beyond the boundaries of Griebner, touching the highest echelons of power in the outside world. Politicians, business leaders, and cultural icons all seem to be connected to the Code in some way. The rituals become more intense, the demands more severe. Katie and Nick find themselves pushed to their physical and mental limits, all in the name of unlocking the secrets the Code promises to reveal. They're asked to participate in increasingly dangerous and morally questionable activities, always with the tantalizing promise of greater knowledge and power just around the corner. One particularly harrowing night, Katie and Nick witness something that shakes them to their core. During what was supposed to be a routine ceremony, things spiral out of control. The air crackles with an otherworldly energy, and for a moment, it seems as if the veil between our world and something beyond has been lifted. In the aftermath, Katie and Nick are left questioning everything they thought they knew about reality itself. Part 4, The Web Titans. As Katie and Nick grapple with what they've seen and experienced, they begin to realize the true nature of the trap they've wandered into. The Code isn't just a secret society. It's a cult, one that uses the trappings of academia to lure in bright young minds and bend them to its will. Sam and Lenore, once seen as mentors, now reveal themselves as manipulative and dangerous figures willing to go to any lengths to protect their power and secrets. Our protagonists find themselves caught in a deadly web, unable to extricate themselves without risking everything. Their academic careers, their relationships, even their lives are now at stake. The Code has eyes and ears everywhere on campus, and Katie and Nick quickly learn that there's no one they can trust completely. In one heart-stopping scene, Katie narrowly escapes an accident that was clearly meant to silence her. Nick, meanwhile, discovers that his own family has ties to the code going back generations. The weight of history and the pressure of the present threaten to crush these young students who simply wanted to learn and grow. Part 5, The Final Confrontation. As the academic year rushes towards its conclusion, tensions within the code reach a boiling point. Sam and Lenore, sensing that Katie and Nick are wavering in their commitment, decide to force the issue. They plan one final, grand ritual, one that will either fully initiate our protagonists into the inner circle or eliminate them as threats. The night of the ritual arrives, and the air is thick with anticipation and dread. Katie and Nick, now fully aware of the danger they're in, have to make a choice. Do they go along with the code's plans, hoping to survive and maybe even gain the power and knowledge they were originally promised? Or do they take a stand, risking everything to expose the truth and put an end to the code's reign of terror? In a pulse-pounding climax, Katie and Nick make their decision. The ritual begins, but not everything goes according to plan. Ancient forces are invoked, loyalties are tested, and the very foundations of Griebner University shake with the power of what's unleashed. When the dust settles, lives will be forever changed, and the true nature of the code will be revealed for all to see. Conclusion, the aftermath and the warning. As I bring this tale to a close, I want you to understand that while the code is a work of fiction, it's inspired by very real dynamics that exist in the world of higher education. The pursuit of knowledge is a noble goal, but we must always be vigilant about who we trust and what we're willing to sacrifice in that pursuit. Katie and Nick's journey serves as a warning to all those who enter the hallowed halls of academia. Question everything, trust your instincts, and remember that true wisdom comes not just from books and lectures, but from maintaining your integrity in the face of temptation and pressure. The code may be fictional, but the lessons it teaches are all too real. As you go forth in your own academic and personal journeys, keep your eyes open, your mind sharp, and your moral compass true. For you never know when you might find yourself facing your own version of the code, forced to choose between easy power and hard-won truth.